you're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Humility is surely one of the more difficult and painful Christ-like attributes to develop. In Preach My Gospel, it states that humility is willingness to submit to the will of the Lord and to give the Lord the honor for what is accomplished. It includes gratitude for his blessings and acknowledgement of your consent, your constant need for his divine help. Humility is not a sign of weakness, it is a sign of spiritual strength. It's a sensitive topic for many of our listeners, one that requires a great deal of humility, is how to navigate life as a single Latter-day Saint. There can be a lot of cultural pressure felt by family and friends to get married, and that can be very disheartening if someone isn't going out on dates or isn't interested in anyone at the moment. Blogger Ariel Zutch knows what that feels like and has decided to focus on learning important personal lessons from the Lord during this time of her life and finding happiness now, not later. She recently wrote an article in the Deseret News entitled, "This is Why I'm Single," and she is here to discuss this topic with us today. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So first, tell us a little bit about yourself and your stage of life right now.
Well, I just recently graduated from BYU. Happy Valley, happy hunting grounds.
Yeah, happy hunting grounds, yes.
As my father likes to term it. And so that happened in April, and then on graduation day, I got a call that I got the job where I am now and moved here to Salt Lake. So it's been kind of an interesting journey navigating this new stage of life that I've found myself in, but it's been a great learning experience.
Obviously very accomplished and successful, and you have it together. You know, that could be like the first disclaimer, people. She has it together. She's beautiful. If you could see her in studio, she is beautiful. You mentioned in the article that you had a very strong impression that you are to use this time in your life to learn and develop. Why do you think that is?
Well, as I thought about it, the single period of life affords a lot of unique opportunities. You're independent. You don't have a family, another person that you're really attached to that you have to consult when you're making a lot of decisions, important life decisions. And so that allows some independence and flexibility that's not available at other stages of life to the same degree. So when I had that impression, I felt kind of like Joseph Smith felt when he was in the middle of he had the plates or he was just about to get them, and Moroni, his mother, talks about an experience where Moroni came to Joseph and chastised him and said, "You have not been engaged in the work of the Lord, and you need to be up and doing and about the work that God has for you to do." And that really struck me, because it's really easy to kind of, like I mentioned in my article, it's easy to fall into a kind of holding pattern, kind of waiting for life to happen to you. But I believe and I know that the Lord has a plan for me, and that there are important things that I need to be doing now, important lessons I need to be learning about myself, important skills I need to develop.
Not just waiting around for Prince Charming
right.
to land in your lap, right? There's things you need
yes.
to do.
I need to be up and doing and about the work that God has given me to do. And he's given me some great and important work to do in my ward and with my family and doing family history and temple work, because I have the time for that now.
What have you learned about humility during this stage of your life?
That I don't always have it. I think that I know that I tend to, because I tend to think that, you know, I've reached a stage of life, so I have arrived. I no longer need help. I no longer need to. I'm a grown up. I'm an adult. I can do this. And I don't need to rely on anyone, because relying on someone else is weak or whatever. But that's not true. And the Lord has shown me time and time again that it's not about like perfection and real freedom and independence is not about reaching a point where you don't need God, because you'll never reach that point where you won't need Jesus. It's reaching a point where you realize how much you need him every day and every hour and every minute.
How have you been able to keep a positive perspective while people around you are getting married, while your roommates are getting married, or your parents are asking you over and over and over again if you've been dating?
Well, I go back to God's promises for me and the covenants that I've made. And it's been confirmed to me time and time again through personal impressions, through the teachings of the prophets, through the scriptures, that I will have that blessing. It will be mine. So why am I worried about it? God's promises are sure. If I believe the scriptures, if I believe the atonement of Jesus Christ, then I know that God will fulfill his promises to me.
And it happens in God's time,
mm-hmm.
not in your time necessarily.
Right.
What advice would you have for somebody who's also in this stage of life and is maybe feeling discouraged or disheartened?
Well, I think about this scripture in 2 Nephi chapter 10, verses 20 through 24, and I would advise them to carefully consider how this scripture applies to them. It says, "And now, my beloved brethren, seeing that our merciful God has given us so great knowledge concerning these things," and he's talking about the promises that God has given to his covenant people, "let us remember him and lay aside our sins and not hang down our heads, for we are not cast off. Nevertheless, we have been driven out of the land of our inheritance, but we have been led to a better land. For the Lord has made the sea our path, and we are upon an isle of the sea. But great are the promises of the Lord unto them who are upon the isles of the sea. For behold, the Lord God has led away from time to time from the house of Israel according to his will and pleasure. And now, behold, the Lord remembereth all them who have been broken off. Wherefore, he remembereth us also. Therefore, cheer up your hearts and remember that ye are free to act for yourselves, to choose the way of everlasting death or the way of eternal life. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, reconcile yourselves to the will of God and not to the will of the devil in the flesh. And remember, after ye are reconciled unto God, that is only in and through the grace of God that ye are saved." God remembers us. And he knows his children, and I know that he knows me, and I know that he knows where I am, and that he will provide for me. So you are not the exception to the atonement. God knows where you are. He will fulfill his promises. Keep your covenants, and everything will work out.
I think great things are in store for you, for sure, in your future. So thank you so much for joining us in studio today.
Thank you.
If you would like more information about how to make the most of your life as a Latter-day Saint single, please visit Mormon Channel blog for several articles on dating and personal development. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Thank you so much for listening. The quote of the day is from Ether 12:27, "And if men come unto me, I will show them unto their weakness. I give unto men weakness that they may become humble, and my grace is sufficient for all men that humble themselves before me. For if they humble themselves before me and have faith in me, then I will make weak things become strong unto them." Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.